Hey, welcome everybody to the Cabazon Water District board meeting for July 18th, 2023, starting at 6 o'clock. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, a moment of silence for fallen service personnel. Okay, thank you. Please be seated. Roll call.
Director Taffy Brock.
Here.
Director Terry Tincher.
Here.
Director Diana Morris.
Here.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
And Director Sarah Wargo.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollitt.
Here.
And myself. Okay.
Moving on to consent calendar, looking for approval of the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of June 2023 and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of June 2023.
I make a motion to approve A and B.
I second it.
All right, so the motion to approve the consent calendar items A and B made by Director Davis and seconded by Director Tincher. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye. Okay, warrants none, awards of contract none. On to updates. Cabazon Water District Operations Report by General Manager Pollitt.
There are some pictures too in the board packet under the
tab. Alrighty. So the first item is the RCAC loan for $165,000 for the improvement of well 4 to reinstate that. So last time I got an email from her, she said we sent in some final documents, so that's going to be sent in for review and approval. Sound like everything was going to move forward on that. And she did mention that the first 6 months was going to be interest only, because they're planning that when the loan is approved, construction will be going on and we don't have to, you know, have a lot of money out of pocket. So we're only going to have to pay them 6 months interest and while we're paying the contractor. So that helps us out a lot.
Okay.
So reservoirs 2, 3, and 4, the construction started on May 22nd. Tank 4 has been completed and is now back in service. Tank 2 is currently under construction. They're currently sandblasting. I believe all of the outer shell has been completed, and they're currently working on the top. And then they'll put a new coat of paint on that one. And with budget money left over, they're going to be painting both the warehouse containers, which are located on Main Drive, along with 30 of the air vac containers. And also, there's additional money left over that we're going to be putting our logo on, which is printed on the page there, the Cabazon Water District logo. So that'll be put on Tank 1.
Good. You guys in the audience? I was hoping we get to
That'll be 10 feet by 22 feet, because when they repaint Tank 1, they're going to remove the logo that says Cabazon on there. So that'll be a vinyl wrap that has UV protection on there, so it'll be longer lasting. And air vac containers for you that don't know.
You don't have a picture of that guy here, are you?
He said you were going to say something. That's why I put in there. I could have just put a picture of an air vac container, but I figured no. Let's get Mr. Davis. But anyway, that's what an air vac container looks like.
So. Yeah.
And so one of the items that's going on currently is well 1 went out of service and was pulled with the initial cost of $26,000 for mobilization, demobilization, and pulling. We were hoping that there was going to be just minor repairs of tightening and making adjustments and new bushings and couplings, but that wasn't the case. When they pulled it apart and did the inspection, it is going to need a new bowl assembly, a new pump. So there is pictures included.
when they pulled it apart. So as I was explaining, there's pictures of the impellers and the bowls. So just to explain it, there's stages, and it looks like salad bowls upside down with impellers in each one. So there's like 10 stages. And you want the clearance to be tight, but unfortunately, it, you know, when it heats up, it kind of expanded and rubbed on the inside of the bowls. One of them seized up, and that's what causes it to go out of service. So in order to get it back functioning properly, they don't recommend rebuilding it, because basically you can machine it, now you have thinner walls, and you can put new impellers in there, but then they wouldn't stand behind the guarantee and the warranty. So they recommended putting in a new one. So,
how old is this pump?
It looks like it's from 1954.
No, that one was actually replaced recently. That one was replaced 14 months ago, and it just expired. Yeah, it just expired the warranty.
So what caused it to go out? What caused the tolerance issue?
The bolt, one of the impellers got sucked up into the bowl a little bit too close, and it seized it.
So was that an assembly error?
Assembly or setting, there's no way.
I imagine they put shims in there when they're putting these things together to get the right tolerance.
True. And then there is a stretch in there too. So you want to, you can add a stretch in there. But when it seized up, that's when I called Weldtech. They came out here. They got it unfrozen. They got it, you know, they adjusted the stretch on there to get a little bit more separation, got it running again. But when it was running, we were watching all the particulars and everything like that, and it didn't sound right. So something made it seize up. So it said, okay, let's not take any more risk. So that's when we authorized it to pull it, did an inspection, and this is what they found. So with the initial cost of $26,000 for the mobilization, demobilization, and pulling it, now with the new bowl assembly, that's an additional $116,000, bringing the total cost to put the well back in service of $142,000.
And how much did we spend on it 14 months ago?
$309,000.
What's the warranty?
This one will be a year.
So we're doing this in 14 months.
So you're 2 months out of warranty then?
Just 2 months out of warranty.
Not good. We have the same guys working on it again now?
No. We got another company working. We have Weldtech. Weldtech is doing the work on this one.
Do they offer an extended warranty?
I have to assume that something was done incorrectly. $14.99 for the last 14 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So in order to put a little bit at ease, we had originally planned to replace a main, budgeted for $145,000. So I know this is an emergency project, so we're just going to not put in the one main that we had planned that was going to cost $145,000. Use that $145,000 to apply towards putting Mobile One back in service, which is going to cost $142,000. And we're still going to put in a main because we have a grant-funded project that is going to be moving forward, so that will be the main replacement for this budget year. So we'll be okay. We'll be definitely okay.
Of course we will. With your organization, I just see it just right along, man. Wow.
All right. And so today, 3 2-inch meters were replaced at the Desert Hills Premium Outlet because those meters have been installed when the outlet was first built. So those meters were aging and probably not reading very efficiently.
Wow.
Yeah, so those got replaced today. Mm-hmm. And of course, the copper and lead sampling has been completed. The next scheduled sampling date is 2006. Did I 2026. Did I miss a number?
2006.
I missed a number. Dang it. Okay. All right. Moving right along. So one of the tool budgets that we planned for. We originally budgeted for a weed abatement trailer that was going to cost us $10,200. However, the district decided to go with a skid mounted version, which cost us $2,600. So we have additional funds available for more tools and basic needs, what the crew needs to perform with main replacement, service installations, and upgrade some of our tools that we currently have. And of course, the Cabazon District is still waiting to hear back from the insurance company regarding the file claim for theft of the vehicle and all the tools that were stolen on May 15, 2023. So we haven't heard back anything on that yet. And lastly, Stanley Securitas system has been canceled with the exception of the main office, which is 14618 Broadway, until November 14th, 2023, and the warehouse, which is 50100 Main Street, and that contract is still current until March 3rd, 2027, because the penalties for early termination would have been $3,200 and $4,500.
Okay. $60.
It's just the intrusion alarms for both containers, because that's where all our materials and tools are stored. And Monday, Bay Alarm installed their equipment at Tank 3 and Tank 1. So they're slowly installing their equipment. And that's all I have for today.
Thank you. Next update is from the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency. Director Davis and Brock, get some updates.
You going to go for it? Well, yesterday they just like praised, pretty much, you guys just praised Mike, for the excellent work you're doing, Mike.
Really? Thank you.
Yeah. Were you there yesterday?
No. I didn't go last night.
Oh, okay. And, they're just wanting, other people, get on the board and everything. I mean, get on that wagon too and stuff, I think High Valley is up there, huh? High Valley and South Mesa and is that Banning Heights, huh? Banning Heights, is with us, And they just kept talking, all the board members, had to say something about how Cabazon is moving right along.
Okay, that's good.
And not hesitating, not procrastinating, or nothing. And I think that's great, man. You're doing a great job, Mike.
Oh, thank you.
And, that's all I really got to say about it, unless they have something to say, but...
Oh, they've got a section coming up here.
Yeah, if they want to.
Anything
bad? No, there was just a couple things. I told Evelyn about it, like they were requesting some pictures and stuff like that, but I emailed and told Evelyn.
It was a Mike Pollock day at the San Antonio
Mass. Wow.
That's how I got it.
Okay, next up is new business. So approval of resolution 01-2023, fixing water standby assessments for fiscal year 23-24. Tab 2 of the book. Anything to say about this one, or this is just
pretty much the same as every year. There's the resolution, the letter that we send to the county, and then the draft standby charges that they might change a little bit from this, but for the most part, this is what they'll be for each property.
And of course, Krieger and Stewart they do the review, so that's a portion of the contract we pay with them.
Okay. Any discussion on this item?
Yeah.
And are there, I mean, it looks like the rates are staying the same.
Yeah, all the rates are the same.
What are they, 10, 30?
10 and 30.
10, 15, 10, 30.
30. Some of the bigger properties are like a lot more, but.
Why?
Yeah, it's per acre, or like, I think depends on the slope of the land or something
size,
like that.
Yeah. Marvin Gardens, you know, that's
so the government can get away with it, though. The size.
And yeah, that's expensive.
Well, somebody's got a lot of land out there. Okay, do we, if there's no discussion, do we have a motion?
Yeah, point of order.
Yes.
If you just have property here, are you still getting a surcharge?
Yes, sir.
Even though you have no water?
Yep.
That's what these are,
exactly,
the standby
fee. Exactly. No hookup, no nothing.
It sounds like Boston Tea Party time again. Is there any way to protest that right now? I'm just a small guy, I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Do you live here in town?
Yes.
Do you have a, if it's a smaller, from what I'm seeing on here, it's mostly $30. $30 looks like the average, mm-hmm. unless you have a lot of acreage.
It has the APN number and what the cost is.
Yeah, in here, if you know the APN number. Any other discussion? Do you know your APN number, sir? Did you want a minute to look up?
Maybe out of the car. So.
Can I take a short break? Yeah. What's the looking for? What's the word?
Point of privilege.
Point of privilege, yeah. We'll come back in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Isn't this posted on our website so we can cross-reference all these items are on the website?
Yeah, I think they are.
Yeah.
Back into session. Were you able to get your APN number, sir?
I don't think I'm going to find it.
Okay.
So I just have to check on that.
discussion? Motion?
Compliance with Proposition 218.
And we sent out the letter to everybody, didn't we?
Right.
Yeah, so a notice went out to everybody?
Yes.
We had it posted
at like the three
locations around here and in the newspaper. Yeah, I still need a motion. Make a motion to approve approval of Resolution 1-2023. Okay. So the motion to approve Resolution 1-2023 made by Director Morris. Second by Director Brock. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincture?
Nay.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Nay.
And Director Wargo?
Aye.
Three yeses. Okay. Okay, next up on old business is discussion with the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency directors regarding various matters. If you guys would like to come up and talk, you're welcome to.
Well, good evening.
Good evening.
Good to see some of you at our board meeting last night. Appreciate it. We had some, actually some really monumental things happened yesterday. One, we talked about the expansion of the gap funding, which was mentioned. We invited to the table all of the people that were interested in grant opportunities, and then we passed a motion unanimously by the board to be able to support all of them, including yourselves, in future gap projects, which I thought was really excellent. And then we talked about the tax rate we set for fiscal year 23-24. Didn't change, 17.5 cents per $100. So that's exactly the same as it's been. and then we went over the appropriations limit. Then we went into all the fun stuff that took us most of the night, and that was our finance stuff. As I mentioned the last time I was here and we talked, we decided to do just two meetings a month instead of four. We went to three, and now we're down to two. But we found last night that meeting was rather lengthy, and so there were some suggestions made, and hopefully we'll be able to cut that down a little bit so that it's not about 3.5 hours long. It just wasn't fun for anybody, and I think by the end of it, we were all just saying yes to anything that was proposed, so just to try and get through the process. If you have any questions for me, I'd be happy to answer them. Or Chandra's here, too. He's a member of the board. If you want to...
I'll just add one thing, if you don't mind. So,
good
evening. So earlier there was mention about some photos, and what the intent behind that is just to really get to see as we move forward with these gap funding projects for the board and for the staff to be able to see the progress, the work that was done, the value that it brings. You know, we have an understanding that, you know, obviously it brings value, otherwise you wouldn't be doing it. But it's all, you know, as they say, a picture's worth a thousand words. So I'm sure staff will reach out and express that, you know, as far as what they're looking for, but nothing complex. Just, hey, this is why it was a great job. So.
And I know Lance has it on his radar. So.
I did try sending them to him today, and I kept getting emails back saying the email was too big, so I'm going to try to cut it down to just a few photos, because I think I was sending too many.
And we might have to set up a share folder for this, because we're looking to do this as more, you know, long-term program, some bigger projects. A couple of them are in the... you know, $1 million and up to even one of the projects is up to $10 million. And so some of these projects definitely going to require a few more than just two or three photos, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we're just, you know, happy to partner with you guys and happy that you were the pilot and that it was successful. And so it's great.
Have you met everybody here?
Briefly. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, briefly.
Evelyn is the board secretary. Yeah. Obviously, Michael, general manager.
Yep.
Diana Morris has, for the last little while, has been on only on Zoom. Well, actually, on phone.
Yeah.
And now everybody's, and now the whole Great. Board's back, so it's kind of nice to have everybody back in the room together.
Well, thank you for having us. So, appreciate it.
The rest of you, I think you know them, so. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you guys coming.
Okay. Yes. It's not too late. I've got the APM.
Oh. We already passed the motion, but did you find it in the list?
What's your number?
525-131-003.
What is it again?
525-131-003.
$30.
We were all racing for it. Next up is discussion action, revised offer by Symphony Wireless to buy out cell tower lease at 550-020 Seminole.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I put a little note here saying that I know the board last month did choose to just continue with the current lease, but they sent us this offer the day after, so we thought it'd be best to just share with you guys to think if that's still what we wanted to do.
Yeah. Did the offer go up? Was it a better offer?
Well, we didn't want to give up our revenue. Basically, we have a revenue stream coming in from our current lease program of $2,725. So they were going to give us a one lump sum, but there was going to be no more monthly income. So I think it was Diana requested, can they make another offer? So I called them up and said, hey, do you have another offer available? And they see how we can make it. I says, because we don't want to give up our revenue. They said, okay. So basically what they did is they cut down the lump sum in half, and they cut down our monthly revenue stream in half, which would still allow us to, if they were to sign up another contractor, then we would get 50% of that revenue too and add it on top. So anyways, it was just an option they provided for us.
So that's not going to make a difference.
But they just wanted to provide us with an additional offer since we turned down the first one. They wanted to give another try.
Okay. Do we have a motion on that?
Is
it an action?
Is that an action or was it just
a... It's discussion action. So they made another offer.
I make a motion to deny the offer.
A second.
Okay.
To what? Deny it?
Yes.
Yes.
So a motion to deny the offer by Symphony Wireless by Director Morris and second by Director Tincher. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director David?
Aye.
And Director Warner?
Aye. Next up, we're moving on to public comments. I've got Dr. Richard Rogers, if you'd like to come up and speak. The floor is yours. And I'll give you a timer of 3 minutes. We can't respond. Just,
okay.
Yeah, go ahead, I don't have my phone out.
It'll be pretty quick. Yeah, it's funny, I wanted to come up here and retire from San Diego. So I bought a lot. And I thought everything was fine. And as it turns out, there's a lot of problems with the not able to get water. And nothing seems to be able to allow it to develop. I'd like to put a log cabin on it, but I don't know. I can't do it without water. And we're talking $500,000 now for the water. So.
Where is this property at, sir?
I'm directly across from the driveway of the Arrowhead.
I am?
Yep. If you take the driveway, it comes straight back of the third lot on the left or right.
From Arrowhead or from the water treatment?
From Arrowhead.
Okay.
So, So it's kind of crazy because I can't seem to do anything with the property. And I'm not sure what to do. Can't develop because I haven't got water. Can't get water because I have $1 million.
Victor's looking at
us. Yeah, Victor.
We've been doing this for like 3 years, and we've accomplished that. We haven't accomplished much.
are you working with Victor?
Yeah, I've been on his committee from the start. But I was out of town for like a year. So he was supposed to be on the call tonight. So.
Someone's on the call.
Are you on the call right now?
So
yes, I am.
Any options I have as a...
There he is.
Victor, are you there?
Yes, I am on the call.
Well, what I can do is give Victor 3 minutes after you.
Victor, this is Dr. Rogers. I was speaking briefly about coming up and acquiring the lot and then working on trying to get it developed. And that's where I am, and then I'll release to Victor now.
Do I have time to provide an update here?
Yeah, Victor, if you want to speak, we're in the public comments section, so we can allow you 3 minutes to speak. We can't respond, though. So.
Sure. This is going to be... Okay. Thank you, and good evening, everyone. This is Victor Diaz, CAC president. I'm going to provide a little update, excuse me, where we are. So at the moment, I have been working with Riverside County Land Director from the new supervisor administration. His name is Rick Ramirez, in collaboration with the supervisor. They are currently helping us, assisting us, how they can help move this project along. At the moment, the general plan for Cavazon Springs subdivision lots have been reopened. The flood control department is now doing a new flood study, and we are currently waiting for a response to get the track subdivision roads maintained, clean the roads for vehicle accessible. This is what's going on at the moment. In fact, in August 12th at 10 a.m., that's our next CAC meeting, they will be there, and they will be bringing an update for the items I just described. In order for us to move on with that whole scope of work, we got to have a master plan in place, and we cannot complete the master plan if we don't have the new flood control criteria, the new general plan. Since it's being reopened, there's going to be new guidelines. Those two things will have an impact for us to proceed and complete the master plan. So that's where we are. I invite you guys, any directors from this board, to be present in our next CAC so you guys can hear it from the district office. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Victor.
Thank you.
Okay. With that, do we have any other public comments? Okay. Future agenda items from the board?
One future agenda item is the GM evaluation that's coming up. It's due September 1st, so it'll have to be done next month. That's the whole board. It's like the personnel committee and then the whole board. Is that how it works?
The personnel committee and then the whole board.
Personnel committee and then the whole board.
What day is the next AAC meeting?
August 12th.
Victor, do you want to be put on the agenda next month so you could go over everything and update?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, she's going to put you on the agenda.
Okay.
Victor, when's your meeting?
August 12th, 10 a.m., Saturday at Cavason Library.
So then, Adeline, can you work out a time for the personnel committee to meet so we can start doing our draft?
Are you going to be here? Is that?
Do you want to figure it out now, or we can talk after the meeting?
We'll talk after the meeting.
Yeah, we'll do it when we come in and sign checks or something.
That's a good idea. Okay. Suggested agenda items from the public? Okay. Management?
I will definitely give an update on the status of Well 1. And then where we're at with the projects for the reservoirs, the recoating, the air vacs, the warehouse painting and everything, let you know what the update on those are.
Any management comments?
We're going to have to do better next year financially.
Yeah, I'd like you guys to all look at the budget for the fiscal year. If you take a look at the bottom line, it's
a little rough.
Yeah, it's a little rough.
Be reflected in your
board member comments. That's my comment. You guys should check out the budget if you haven't looked at the year-end budget numbers. The ones that are in here for the year. Okay, let's see. Future board items, next board meetings. So we have July 26, 2023 at 5 o'clock p.m. is the San Gorneo Pass Water Alliance Committee meeting. August 7, 2023 at 1:30 p.m. is the San Gorneo Pass Water Agency meeting. August 12, 2023, 10 a.m. is the Community Action Committee at the Cavazon Library. August 15, 2023 at 5 o'clock p.m. is the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. August 15, 2023 at 6 p.m. is the regular board meeting. August 21st, 2023 at 6 p.m. is the San Gorneo Pass Water Agency meeting. TBD in July or August personnel committee meeting for GM evaluation. And then with that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll second that.
All right. Motion to adjourn at 6:37, made by Director Moore, second by Director Tincher. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye.
We really got to figure out a way not to drag these meetings out.
I know, right? Can we get the cops called again? I mean, that's really started.